This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back to another episode of Ask Ready or Not. I'm Loz and I'm here to answer your questions about how to make work work. Returning to work after mat leave can feel like riding a bit of a roller coaster. One minute you're excited to have adult conversations and rediscover your professional identity. And then the next, you are crushed by guilt, wondering if you're doing the right thing for your child, your baby, your newborn, whatever it might be, and ultimately yourself. I was definitely in this position. I'm not one who likes to freely admit feeling guilty, but on my first round of maternity leave, I definitely felt extremely anxious and worried upon my return to work. Worried if I was doing the right thing, worried that my child was getting the same level of care that I was giving. In fact, she was probably getting better. But all of those things that race through your mind. If this sounds familiar, today we are going to unpack the emotional ups and downs and give you practical strategies to ease the transition and also remind you that you're not alone in this. Let's tackle the big feelings head on. I will also preface it by saying I am not a massive feelings person. Lou is. I am more actionable, practical, etc. So if you're looking for practical tips, this is the episode for you. The emotional roller coaster, why it is normal. So you are not broken. It is biology and circumstances. Hormonal changes postpartum, like fluctuations in oxytocin and cortisol, can amplify emotions. So knowing the data nerd that I am, a 2018 study from the Journal of Family Psychology found that working mums experience a unique blend of pride and guilt during the transition back to work. It is totally normal. First up is acknowledging the dualities. So it is okay to feel both relief and also sadness. For example, missing your baby during a meeting, but loving the mental stimulation of work. Here's an actionable tip. I'm a massive writer. I don't know that I would say I'm a journaler, but sometimes I felt like at the time it would help me just to write down why I was working and why it was beneficial. Sometimes I found it really helpful to write down the pros, in particular, of the benefits of me working for both myself and my child. And I also felt like there were times when I just had to take a step back and be like, okay, what is triggering me to feel anxious or guilty at this particular moment? Acknowledge it, pause, and move forward. By not acknowledging it, I feel like it festers. And then the whole day you keep thinking to yourself, shivers, I should be at home. What am I doing here? Take a breath, take a time out, like you would say to your child for a couple of minutes. Be like, these are the pros. This is why I'm working. The practical side, easing the transition. So trial runs, plan a practice week before you officially return. This is so, so important. Get up, get dressed, and follow the morning routine as if you are going to work. This is going to help you and your baby adjust to the new schedule. It will also relieve that stress of logistics, of trying to get there on time. If you're running late, if things happen, I found doing practice run-throughs both times that I've returned after mat leave have been enormously helpful. Make sure that you're confident in your childcare situation. So visit the childcare center, speak to maybe your grandparents or friends that may be looking after your child, or perhaps it's a babysitter or a nanny. Speak to them a few times before starting just to build trust for both you and your baby. Note that although childcare often asks questions like, what's your baby's schedule? You know, what's their sleep times? How long do you want them to sleep for? They do their best, but they don't always follow it to a T. So just have that in mind. It is okay that they may not be following it exactly. Your child is not going to die from not having his usual or her usual 2.5 hour nap like they would at home. Actually, to be real, who's having that kind of nap? But if they are, that's great for you. Research also shows that parental confidence in childcare providers reduces separation anxiety, which is why it's so important to feel confident before you start back at work. Managing your calendar, easing in. If possible, start midweek. Best time to start is on a Wednesday, hands down, or return part-time initially. A lot of workplaces now offer that flexi return to work for a month. If they don't offer at your workplace, there is no harm in asking. It does not mean that you're not going to fulfill all of the requirements of your role. It just means for perhaps the first month, you're going to be easing back in so that you can emotionally, mentally, and physically be really present when you are at work. You can also block what I'd call buffer time before and after work to decompress or deal with any hiccups. Massive game changer for the first month. because there are always hiccups. Nothing ever goes smoothly. Create comfort in rituals. Keep something sentimental on your desk. Maybe it's a photo. Maybe it's a little keepsake. Maybe it's even a little 5-minute diary reminder to check your daycare app. Or if you're really nervous, it is also totally normal and okay to call your childcare center or perhaps call whoever is minding your child and just to check in. Organize ahead. Pack as much as you can the night before to ensure a smooth morning. Make a checklist of items that you need to remember as you head out the door. This will put your mind at ease that you don't miss anything. And also ensure that your work bag is ready. So often we focus on our children's needs. So their daycare bag, nappies, lunches, snacks, bottles, whatever that might look like. And you kind of tend to forget about yourself. So make sure that you're also packing yourself some healthy snacks. And Lou is a massive advocate for this one. Plan your outfit the night before so that you can save time and reduce morning stress. Next up is dealing with guilt and finding balance. Reframe guilt. Guilt serves absolutely no one. Guilt often stems from wanting to do your best in both worlds. Remind yourself, you are showing your child what pursuing goals looks like. You are also providing for your family in ways beyond just financial. A 2016 Pew Research study found that kids of working parents report feeling proud of their mum's careers. I absolutely love that study. It is so comforting. Communication is key. Share your feelings with your partner, your boss, or a trusted friend. You'd be surprised how common these emotions are. Build a support network. So join a group for working mums, either locally, online, via Ready or Not. Perhaps it's in your workplace, and talk to others who get it. It can be such a lifeline. A fun fact, research shows that people feel less stressed after hearing stories from others in similar situations. So if you feel like you're somebody that needs to decompress at the end of the day, likelihood is at least 50% of other mums are feeling the exact same way. So start the conversation with somebody. Focus on wins, not perfection. This is a massive one and has been a huge learning curve for myself. Set small, realistic goals for work and for home. So for example, maybe your work goal will be, I'll contribute one strong idea in today's meeting. Maybe your home goal might look like, I'll spend 5 minutes of uninterrupted time playing with my kid. Long-term strategies for success. Celebrate your return. Treat yourself. So whether it's a coffee on your first day back or maybe it's a night out with your girlfriends, mark the milestone in a way that's going to make you feel good about returning to work. Stay flexible. Your feelings around work-life balance will evolve. They are going to change. They are going to change with the number of kids you have. They're going to change with your workload. They are going to change with the demands and needs of your child. Maybe going back full-time to begin with is working perfectly for the first 6 months, and then it evolves and it changes, and that's okay. What works in month one might not work in month six. Have the conversation and be open to having the conversation with your manager as to how you're tracking. Consider professional support. This is always a great one if you are feeling super overwhelmed. Do not hesitate to seek a therapist or a counselor or a psychologist. Many workplaces offer EAP or employee assistance programs for this exact reason. Use the stipend. It is there to be used. And have regular check-ins. So periodically assess how you're feeling about the balance between work and home life. Chat with your partner about this. Adjust your routines and seek additional support as needed to maintain your own well-being. Returning to work after having a baby is absolutely a journey, and every mum's experience is unique. The important thing is to really give yourself grace. So you are doing an amazing job both at work and as a mum. Do not forget that. If you are feeling all the feels right now, know that you're not alone. Regardless of whether you have one child or four children, or perhaps you've returned to work in a different capacity, everyone at some stage is going to feel that mum guilt about the return to work. It is normal. And remember, you are not just returning to work. You are building a life that works for you and your family. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Ask Ready or Not. If you have a question, please send it our way. I love to see them, and I love tackling new topics for future episodes. See you next week.